I'm up to 2,000 followers since last night.
You're trending, bro.
The internet.
Social media.
Social media is bringing us all closer together.
You don't even have a Facebook page.
1,653 followers.
Unfollow.
Ha, you should tweet that.
Oh no, why is this trending?
Well, it would be a White House coronavirus task force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, giving us a coronavirus update.
You know, everybody wants to have fun, particularly when you're young, but we're going through a crisis right now. Something that really needs to be taken seriously, and obviously, we're not seeing a uniformity of people taking that seriously.
Also trending would be Carol Baskin's current husband, who says Tiger King didn't tell the real story.
You know, the whole business about, you know, the nonsense about whether she was involved in the disappearance of her husband. You know, they just turned everything to point toward that, so people believed that. So, you know, it was just really crazy stuff.
And trending Jay Farrow, who does an amazing impersonation of Will Smith. Check it out.
And you know, since it is my birthday today, you know, I think I'm going to go do something wild and crazy. Like, I'm going to dress up like Leonardo DiCaprio, like skin a bear, right? And run through a cave naked.
Sounds like Will Smith, doesn't it? But it's not. It's Jay Farrow. Find out what's happening around Topeka, Northeast Kansas by checking out WIBWNewsNow.com. Did you guys hear the story about the guy who, well, it was down in Florida, and he jumps in the water. And he's going snorkeling, which is what you do, right? You're down in Florida, you're by the ocean, snorkeling. Sounds like a great idea. Guy jumps in, and then he was bit on the shoulder by a shark. So he's in the water. He's been bitten by a shark. Blood is everywhere. And his pregnant wife is on the boat. You know what she did? She saw what happened, heard him probably yelling. She jumped out of the boat without hesitation and got him safely back into the boat. So let's do a little honesty circle, all right? And this is for the ladies, okay? So, ladies, would you jump into the shark-infested water to save your man, or would you let him, well, be shark bait? All right, I asked the ladies to call and tell me, would you save your husband after he got bitten by a shark and had a guy call?
I definitely would for her, but she definitely would not for me. It was hard to get her to jump in just to go snorkeling when there were no sharks around.
Ladies, would you jump into the shark-infested water to save your man? Big 94.5 Country with Bradley J's Big Question. I want to know, ladies, would you jump into the shark-infested water to save your man? A lady did that down in Florida. How about you? Would you jump in to save your husband?
Yep, I'd jump in, beat that shark, drag him on the boat, and then beat him for getting in with the shark. I love him too much to let him go. Been with him too long.
And you know, for Carrie Underwood, she's got a new album coming out, and it's her first Christmas album. And here's what she thinks fans are expecting from it.
I think fans can expect this album to just put them in the mood for Christmas. We go traditional, we go new. We sing songs about love, we sing songs about Jesus. We sing happy songs about Christmas. Hopefully it just takes them on a journey and makes them feel a certain way. Makes it feel like Christmas.
I think this is bad news, but it really is
ridiculous.
This is a good news, bad news deal.
It's ridiculous.
And this is news.
That's ridiculous.
What is this news?
Don't be ridiculous.
You're being ridiculous.
No, you're being ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I'll show you ridiculous.
Well, there was this woman who was recently playing in a soccer match in Brazil when a macaw landed right on her head. A stadium worker rushed on to midfield to remove the bird. The players actually know the bird, though. Pele, the bird, is what it's called. And it belongs to a fan who actually lives near the stadium. Now, the woman said he is a free animal, and he visits us frequently during training. Normally, he watches everything from behind the goal. But yesterday, he decided to see things from another angle. It was a really cool scene. It's a privilege, the female soccer player said.
More back-to-back country.
So I was talking about a story how a guy was snorkeling and was bitten on the shoulder by a shark. Now, his pregnant wife jumped in to save him, and she did. But ladies, would you do something like that?
Hi, my name's Lisa, and I'm pregnant and married. I wouldn't because he's a lifeguard, and if he got himself into it, he can get himself out.
All right, so guy jumps in the water to go snorkeling down in Florida, and his pregnant wife jumps in to save him. Would you do the same?
No, I wouldn't hesitate. I think I would probably go into
mama mode, I guess you could say.
Blake Shelton stopped by to talk to Ellen DeGeneres. And one of the topics that came up was Blake Shelton. He finally noticed that he's getting gray hair.
We were on Jimmy's show, and I think I saw a picture back, and I turned my head to the side at some point, and it was just, there's no more salt and pepper. Yeah, look at it. It's just salt. And so I said, oh my God, like when did this happen to me? We're goofing around with my hair, and I never really pay attention to my hair. How have I not noticed this? I'm on television all the time. Like I'm on a show. How do I not see that? I look like a game show host all of a sudden.
So maybe that's what he's going to do when his music career finally wraps up. Blake Shelton getting gray hair, but he wasn't going to let that get in the way because there is a way to get rid of gray hair. And that would be, well, yeah, Blake tried to dye his hair.
I was just like, we got to do something. So we ordered some Just For Men, and I tried that for a while, and I wasn't doing it right. She just said, let's just do it right. And I didn't, at that time, I didn't care because nobody's going to see me. And I actually really liked it. I would have really liked it better had I not gained 117 pounds during quarantine. So I thought it made me look younger, but I was still just as fat. So now I'm trying to lose weight, and then I'm gonna have her. I'm not opposed to having her color my hair again. I don't care. If it makes her happy, I'm cool with it.
Okay, when it comes to life, Tim McGraw, well, you got to do it with focus and intention. Tim says,
I think it's just sort of the way I feel about anything in life, and it's what I would probably tell my kids. It's what I would tell anybody. It's just the way I feel about anything that you want to get out of life. You have to have a focus. You have to do things with intent and purpose. That's one of the things that my coach taught me growing up playing ball. Is you can't just go through the motions and expect things to happen. Everything that you do, you have to do with intent and purpose.
It's time for Nashville News.
I come here to tell you the news.
I just wanted to tell you the news.
It's Nashville News.
Well, Blake Shelton was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and Blake says that the video to Happy Anywhere could be his favorite of all time.
I've got a few cameras that I have no business owning, let's just be honest, but Todd's really good at all that stuff, and so we decided we were going to release another single even though we weren't touring or anything, and of course you need to have a video out. So Gwen has these 5 years worth of home videos on her phone, and so Todd got the camera out and we shot a few setups of us singing the song, and he edited that thing and then put the video together, and it ends up being maybe my favorite video I've ever had, just because it's just so honest and real, you know?
Blake Shelton talking about how Happy Anywhere could be his favorite music video he's ever did. In other Nashville news, Friday, Chris Stapleton put out a new song. It's called Cold, and here you can check out a little preview. Chris Stapleton putting out that song there Friday, and that was just a little preview of the song called Cold. Well, earlier this summer, Kane Brown released his Tropical Cool Again video, but it wasn't all fun and games on the set. Kane says that his makeup artist was drilled by a falling coconut. Yeah, I quote Kane when I say that the sad thing, she ended up going to the ER. It hit her on top of the head. Now, my wife was talking about that possibility right before it happened when they came and told us. And we were like, whoa. But yeah, I think she's okay now. Well, you should find out if she's okay. Not just think it. Coming up at 12:30, I got more Nashville news about Maren Morris. Is she going to Broadway? Plus a preview of Scotty McCreery's new song, You Time, and the winners at the CCMAs last night. That's coming up in Nashville news at 12:30. You know, it's kind of been a blessing in disguise this year, especially when it comes to, well, family time.
Honestly, it's just been such a blessing in disguise this whole year. I would say the first 30, 40 days into quarantine, I was kind of losing my mind going, I need to play a show, I need to write a song, I need to do something. And then one day my wife looked at me and she said, honey, you're not going to play a show this year. You just need to let it be and relax and be with our family. And it's been really amazing to get to spend this much quality time with my kids. And this is the most nights in a row I've ever gotten to put them to bed and wake up with them. And it's been absolutely amazing just to get to watch them grow up. So as crazy and weird as this year has been, that is definitely a silver lining, just getting to watch my kids grow and getting to really be intentional with my wife.
It's Florida Georgia Line on the big 94.5 Country. And for the guys, is their plate ever full? Are they ever going to say no to doing things when it comes to whatever comes their way?
I think right now where we're at when it comes to opportunities or the next adventure, from here on out, I think it's not just hopping at every opportunity, not saying we have, but it's just continuing to jump on the opportunities that feel right, that feel like they're going to fit our model, and we have a vision for those opportunities. And you know, when it feels right, I think we're always in. If it feels like we're pushing it, that's kind of our gut saying, hey, it's probably not the best timing or not the right partnership or whatever it may be. When it comes to business, you got to always be open-minded and ready to pounce, but at the same time, you have to be able to say no.
It's time for Nashville News.
I come here to tell you the news.
I just wanted to tell you the news.
It's Nashville News.
Well, Maren Morris says that she would like to star in a Broadway, or a Broadway play she wants to star in once the pandemic ends. She says, I know that fellow country artists like Carrie Underwood and Jennifer Nettles have done Broadway, and I would love to do that. Well, maybe you'll get your chance, Maren. And in case you missed it, Scotty McQuarrie released a new song last week, and it's called You Time.
And I need a little you time, you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight, your touch, your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me. In you time, you time, you time.
Oh. Scotty McQuarrie, last week, releasing that song you heard a preview of called You Time, and the Canadian Country Music Association had their big show last night. And the winners, Entertainer of the Year, was Dallas Smith. Brett Kissel won 3 Fans' Choice, Male Artist, and Album for Now or Never. Female Artist, Tennille Towns. Group or Duo was the Washburn Union, and Single went to James Barker Band's Keep It Simple. I am Bradley J, and that's Nashville News. Big hits, big stars, and Bradley J, well, filling the praise. Today is National Good Neighbor Day, so I want to know, I was shocked to learn that my neighbor, fill in the blank.
When I was younger, what shocked us the most, my family and me, was our one neighbor was actually a serial killer.
Big 94.5 Country. Okay, today, National Good Neighbor Day. So fill in the phrase, I was shocked to learn that my neighbor...
I was shocked to learn that my neighbor likes to take his clothes off.
And before I turn it over to Keaton Montgomery, I want to leave you with this. Now, you know Dancing with the Stars is going on, right? And Judge Derek Huff was on Ellen explaining why he saved Carol Baskin from elimination last week.
She did improve. She did improve. Mm-hmm. That's the second week. And I honestly was like, you know what? We'll see if, you know, following.